Hi everybody, it's Michelle from Boo Sounds here. Just thought I'd get, February 5 over with before February 5 is done. I noticed that the February 5 is, favorite childhood memories. I can't pick out per se, one absolute favorite memory. So I will give you a couple. One was from when I was really small, probably about 5 or 6. At Christmas time, and it was probably one of the highlights of my time, Christmas time. I got a phone call from Santa, and he asked me how. If I liked my presents, did I hear Rudolph and the other reindeer and a few other things? And, you know, it was awesome. Of course, after the phone call, you know, you get talking and you think, geez, that kind of sounds familiar. And it just happened. I found out years later I was right, but it happened. It was my Uncle Con. being Santa, and the whole family was kind of gathered around me and just watching my face. So I tried, you know, once I figured out it was my uncle, I tried not to let it show because I didn't want them to be disappointed. But you know, it was so awesome. I still chuckle and smile about it even to this day. I don't even remember what I got that Christmas, but I just know I liked it. The second memories, they're not really specific ones, but there's a lot of good memories. And that's from camping. My dad made sure that we had, in the summertime, 2 to 3 weeks, and we'd go somewhere on holidays, and we went all over Alberta and sometimes into the States to go and see Canada. Actually, we went all over Canada, to be honest, because I remember there'd be times when we'd go and see some people in as far as Ontario. But I remember having a really good time, you know, just sitting. I'd bring books and I'd sit out on a lawn chair, like one of those lounge chairs ones, and just kicking back and relaxing, reading a book, eating an apple. I also can remember, you know, Saturday and Sunday, unless it was really bad, you know, weather weekend, in the summertime, right from the May long weekend, right through until Labor Day, we were camping on the weekends. And so, yeah, we had our holidays, but we also had those. So we were out and about quite a bit. I can remember our May long weekend usually started out in Mir, Alberta. And there'd be all sorts of stuff for you to do. Floor curling, there'd be sports, and you name it. And sometimes, you know, we talk about snow. Well, yeah, there was sometimes even snow, even back when I was growing up. Because I can remember the May long weekend pulling into into Mir, and they had taken the snow plow and made stalls for us so that we could get in. And that was a good thing because otherwise it would have been a real pain. You know, so, you know, and by the end of the weekend, you know, a lot of the snow would have melted, of course, but, and left it quite mucky, but it was fun. It was always fun. That's where my grandparents lived, both sets. Speaking of Mir, another childhood memory is when I would take the bus down to my grandparents and spend a week with them. Half the week would be at one set, half at the other. Totally different times. One, she lived at an acreage, and we did some stuff in town, but not a lot. So I'd get out a little bit and, you know, walk around and stuff like that, which was good. And then the other one was when of course, when we were in my grandparents' mobile home. Oh, boy. I don't know that I could do a favorite, because I'm remembering some memories of now of when we brought that mobile home to its spot. And all the things that we did for it. You know, so it's like, wow, it's amazing. Just little bubbles of memory that pop up. So anyway, I'll go through that one and I'll try and leave it at that because there's a lot of stuff here. I remember when they were picking up the mobile home and it was being moved to Mir. I thought it was the coolest thing because we got to ride in it. But as a kid, you know how you don't think of what can happen. So as a kid, we got to ride in there. But drapes were closed, it was all closed off, and so yeah, we felt it moving and stuff like that. But, of course, a big disappointment. But it was still a novelty just to sit there and ride. But there's always a reason for that to happen. Because if anything, if an accident it did happen, all the drapes would catch a fair bit of the glass or whatever. And there'd be less of a chance of you getting hurt. But they probably wouldn't let people do that nowadays. So very interesting things. I'll just touch on some of the other stuff. I remember all the times that we my grandma and I would sit on the back step and just shelling peas and talking and, you know, if it, just those peas were from our, their old garden. My parents helped to build, first dig a dugout, which they, well, actually a cold room, and then they built a den, like they helped them, and they built, on that's onto the back, so they made it more into a house then. Then onto the front, they helped build, two decks, which they kind of joined on, but one was covered and one was not. And it was all fun. Like, I didn't really have much of a hand in those, but it was neat to be there when these things were all going on. So anyway, I hope I haven't bored you to death. But I just thought I would give you, I guess you could say that those were my top childhood memories. So I hope to hear from you soon. May your journeys be safe ones. Take care and God bless. Bye for now.